Welcome to evening prayer in the Easter season, Saturday, the 18th of April. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To you be glory and praise forever. From the deep waters of death, you brought your people to new birth by raising your Son to life in triumph. Through him, dark death has been destroyed, and radiant life is everywhere restored. As you call us out of darkness into his marvelous light, may our lives reflect his glory and our lips repeat the endless song. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 145. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. I will exalt you, O God, my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is beyond all searching out. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. One generation shall praise your works to another, and declare your mighty acts. They shall speak of the majesty of your glory, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. They shall speak of the might of your marvelous acts. They shall speak of the might of your marvelous acts, and I will also tell of your greatness. They shall pour forth the story of your abundant kindness, and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, long-suffering, and of great goodness. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. The Lord is loving to everyone, and his mercy is over all his creatures. All your works praise you, O Lord, and your faithful servants bless you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your mighty power. To make known to all peoples your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all ages. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. The Lord is sure in all his words, and faithful in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all those who fall, and lifts up all those who are bowed down. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. King of the universe, you show the bright glory of your reign in acts of mercy and enduring love. Raise the spirits of the downcast and restore those who have fallen away, that we may sing forever of your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. He has become my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. For tonight's copyright and felony-free musical epilogue, I'm going to pay a personal tribute to a great late jazz pianist named Vince Guaraldi, who wrote the lovely tune entitled Cast Your Fate to the Wind. In this time of pandemic, when all of us are worried about what fate the coronavirus might hold in store for us and our loved ones, it helps to recall the words of our Savior, who reassured us that not a sparrow falls from the sky apart from the will of God, and that we are worth more than many sparrows. It's not that we or sparrows shall never get sick and die, but that all life and death is subject to the will of God and is not something that is helped by our anxiety. So God would have us cast our fate to the wind of the Holy Spirit and be free from all worry and dread for what the future may hold, which is what I encourage you to do. I must also tell you that my improvisation of Cast Your Fate to the Wind is as Vince Guaraldi might have played it if Vince Guaraldi had been a chimpanzee instead of one of history's greatest jazz pianists. But our vicar is a brutal taskmaster and has insisted that I get you tonight's evening prayer without delay, so this rough recording will have to do. Peace be with you.